This goes to Dr. Sheila Gendrich, or Gendich, G-E-N-D-I-C-H, fax 616-527-3824, and Palmers, P-A-L-M, like Mary, E-R-S, Place, A-F-C, Home, fax 989-875-3759. Regarding Bobby, B-O-B-B-I-E, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, date of birth September 11th of 1973. Dear Dr. Gendich and staff of Palmer's Place AFC Home, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Johnson with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. His last visit was July 18th of 2022. He has been trying to lose weight through caloric reduction, and his weight is down 7 pounds over the last 6 months. He states he's feeling well. He believes his blood sugars are getting better also. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear, no cloudiness or blood. He has chronic edema of the lower extremities that is stable. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the chlorothalidone, 25 milligram daily. The amlodipine, 5 milligram daily. Lisinopril is 5 milligram daily. Potassium, 20 mil equivalent daily. In addition to his other routine medications, he does use oxygen at night. Also, it's at 2 liters per nasal cannula. Physical examination, weight is 315 pounds, pulse is 69, blood pressure 128 over 75. Neck is supple, there's no JVD. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, and one plus edema of the lower extremities bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 13th of 2023. Creatinine was improved, down from 2.4 to 1.8, with estimated GFR of 46, albumin 4, calcium 8.9, sodium is 140, potassium 4.9, carbon dioxide 28, phosphorus was 4.4, hemoglobin 12.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with slightly improved creatinine levels. We will have the patient continue to have lab studies done every 3 months and follow a low-salt diet. Two, diabetic nephropathy. He'll continue all of his routine medications and follow a low-salt diabetic diet. Three, hypertension, currently at goal, and he will continue the chlorthalidone, the Norvasc, and the lisinopril and potassium also. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.